Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. It's not fair. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. John and Eric decided to make a trade. John will give Eric a cool pen he found. Eric will give John his brand new bike. Do you think that is a fair trade? A pen for a bike? Definitely not. Eric's parents asked him why he made this trade. Eric simply said, "My friend really needed a bike." You might do something similar for one of your friends. But would you be that nice to someone who hates you? Would you give one of your favorite toys to a person who is always mean to you? In the Bible passage you just read, God tells us about a trade that He makes with us. And it is not fair. God says that He will forgive people who hate Him. In return, He will not receive anything. I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. When you do bad, you deserve to be punished. That's fair. But instead of being fair, God punished someone who never sinned and who never did anything bad. God punished Jesus in our place. That's why God is able to say about you, "I forgive your wickedness." You can look at the world around you and see the effects of sin. People are treated unfairly. Bad things happen. The truth is, people deserve much worse than this. Sinners deserve death. But instead of remembering your sin, God instead remembers Jesus. Why does God make this trade? He answers, "Because you are my people, I love you." Because God loves you and me so much, He sent Jesus to make this trade. Not once did Jesus ever say, "It's not fair." He too loves us enough to be punished in our place. Whenever you are afraid that you haven't done enough to make God happy, remember God's trade. It's not fair. God doesn't want it to be. He loves you too much. He wants you to trust Him above everything else. Don't ever trade that precious truth. We give thanks in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me the forgiveness I do not deserve. Increase my trust in you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.